So somebody introduced himself as a chair. So the real chair is present to me.
The real chair?
Yeah.
I'm the deputy chair.
Where's the real chair?
There was something wrong with the
cover. Yeah, something was wrong. So we must blame Collins, as I told you. Okay, let's hear from CBRTA.
Yes.
So I start. That's right. Honorable Committee, thank you for receiving us. Receiving us annual report. I'm the Deputy Chair of this agency, Jan Oringa, my name, and I'll commit, I'll just present the board to you.
Well, just for a moment, I can understand these members are going to caucus like yesterday. when they are not happy, they caucus me as a chair in my absence. What is this something that has gone wrong in the chair's traveling?
That's going wrong in?
The chair traveling. The chair's traveling.
I have either the acting CEO next to me or the company secretary behind me. And they might know better. I cannot say exactly.
What
went wrong? Let's hear that part, because I can see people are curious.
Company secretary?
Chair, I'm also interested.
Where's the change?
The way I understand it is that the reservation was made, and I followed up on it this morning. I didn't want to speak on their behalf. The reservation was made for the board members to travel to Cape Town, and then for the chair. But the chair travels from Bloemfontein. And the lady who deals with this travel arrangement, her name is Nikiwe, she is in hospital at the moment. And something went wrong, and although the reservation was made, the actual travel voucher for the chair was not issued. So the chair called me around 10 o'clock this morning, say he wanted to tell me the good news. He couldn't fly. So I said, no, this is bad news. That's what I heard, Honorable Committee. It's the best I can do in terms of a...
explanation.
In terms of a... I don't know nothing more.
Okay. We'll deal with these issues as we get into the content of what you're going to tell us. Okay.
Thank you, Honorable Committee. I'll introduce, I think you probably know the acting chief, acting CEO, Mr. Colin Pasquale. He also asked me to accentuate the fact that he's also the outgoing acting CEO of this organization. Next to him is the chief operating officer.
So he's acting here and there, but here he's going out.
Yeah, he's going out, that is correct.
And there's no limit in terms of our constitution. How many times can a person act?
We are.
No, there's no limit.
We are the fortunate victim of circumstance, Honorable Committee, because we wrote to the minister. And the minister sent us, Mr. Letswalo, we were in dire straits, so we appreciate the fact that he came and helped out. That's right. But then the minister also sadly wrote to us recently to say they need him for more important work. Didn't use the word more important, but I think that's what he meant. next to him is the chief operating officer of the agency. It's Mr. Maher. And next to him is a board member, Ms. Ekonera. And then on the other side of the is Mr. Raymond Baloy, is Mr. Slangu. I think behind me is Mr. Chikishu, and then the company secretary sitting right behind me. And that is the group. Thank you, Honorable Committee. I'm not going to say much, 2 or 3 minutes, then I'll introduce the acting CEO to do the presentation. I think this agency is probably one of the smaller ones. that within the transport group. But it is important because what we are trying to do as a country is increase trade and contact with our neighboring countries. It's quite important. Trade is the handmaiden of growth, we say, and growth should be through Africa. So it's an important agency. Maybe just four highlights from my side. We issued 90,217 permits in the last year. And we're trying to regulate cross-border market, quite important. In terms of the APP, we achieved 92%. And for the fourth year in a row, a clean audit. There's quite a few important projects that was launched by the agency during this year. I think many of them has probably been reported on, and the acting CEO will continue with that. I think the one that stands out for me personally is the cross-border flow calculator. Very interesting piece of research that's being done, where the agency is trying to determine in all respects, and in this side from the freight perspective, what is the stoppages at the border. So there's a calculation in terms of the delays that is occurring at the border and the stations where they occur and what is causing them, so that the agency can begin to, on a goods transport side, try to make a difference in terms of reporting and suggest things that we can do to improve the flow of freight traffic through our borders as well. There's a significant loss to the country in terms of delays, in terms of what's happening over there. I just want to highlight two more things, and that is the challenges that we have. We've not solved the impasse that we have on the Free State border. It is not regulated the way that it should in terms of the protocols that we have for SADC. But there's a big project that's going on around that, and it's been going on for years since I've joined the agency and still struggle to solve it. And then the most important for me is that the board is not constituted correctly. That for me is sort of not understandable. So since I've joined this board, the board had not enough members. And it's quite important because in terms of the Act, there's very specific requirements. One of the requirements is that the board should constitute of two specialists in the freight area and two in the passenger area. I myself is a specialist in the freight area, done a lot of work there. But I'm the deputy chair, and we don't have enough. This means that in terms of the regulation and in terms of the permits that we issue, we actually have a problem. We are not constituted correctly. We've had promises from 2 ministers ago that more board members will be appointed, and that's not happened yet. I believe from the feedback that we received via the Director General, in our annual general meeting, that they will attend to this and that the problem will be solved in the next 2 or 3 months. So I'm going to ask the acting CEO to present our annual report to your honorable committee.
Mr. Colin Letswalo, acting. Colin.
Thanks very much. I must emphasize I'm outgoing in this portfolio. Our chair is to present the annual report of the CBRTA. As the deputy chair said, our mandate really primarily exists for purpose of enhancing regional integration, trade, economic development through licensing and regulating commercial cross-border transport operations. Our vision is to be a champion of free-flowing interstate operations. And ours is to look forward to an integrated SADC region characterized by high inter-trade and economic development. Now, our mandate as per the CBRTA Act No. 4 of 1998 is to provide a cooperative and coordinated provision of advice, regulation, facilitation and law enforcement in respect of cross-border road transport to enhance regional integration, trade flows and economic development. This we do by improving unimpeded flow by road freight and passenger in the region, liberalizing market access progressively in respect of cross-border freight road transport, introducing regulated competition in respect of cross-border passenger road transport, reducing operational constraints for the cross-border road transport industry as a whole, enhancing and strengthening the capacity of the public sector in support of strategic planning, enabling and monitoring functions, and lastly, empowering the cross-border road transport industry to maximize business opportunities and to regulate themselves incrementally to improve safety, security, reliability, quality, and efficiency of services. This we also link to, in the main, the National Development Plan, Chapter 4, mainly the economic development by supporting transportation of goods, facilitating regional trade and regional integration, and reducing red tape, corruption, and delays as border posts. And the Chapter 7 also requires South Africa to harmonize border policies with the regional trading partners that we have. That we do mainly using the SADC protocol on transport, communication, and meteorology, specifically Article 3.5, 5.2, 5.3, 5.4, and 5.5 in the main. Our core functional areas are in advisory, where we monitor and counteract any restrictive measures that may be implemented by other member states in the SADC region and advising the Ministry of Transport on regional transport imperatives. We do facilitation in develop partnerships with SADC counterparts and fostering positive relationships aimed at improving transport facilitation. Regulatory, we are responsible for issuing, managing, and process pertaining to cross-border permits. This we do through our regulatory function, which is mostly what we call economic regulation. Law enforcement monitors and carries adherence to law by carrying out law enforcement operations in support of our regulatory function. Our regional structure chair, the executive authority, the Minister of Transport, the Board of Directors serve as our accounting authority, and we've got a chief executive, which is myself, and I'm supported by the executive managers in the respective areas as indicated in the structure. The operating environment, we have what we call the corridors. We've got the north-south corridor that in a way takes us from Cape to Cairo. We have got the Maputo corridor, which is also Trans-Kalahari, moving from Maputo in Mozambique up to Rustenburg Bay in Namibia. Then we have got other corridors that we have, the Beira one, Dar es Salaam, and all the other corridors that we focus on. Our strategic overview, our goal is to facilitate an impeded flow of cross-border transport. Goal number two, our strategic positioning to promote integration of Africa as a continent, to promote safe and reliable cross-border transport and enhance organizational performance in order to improve sustainability. Our strategic objective is to introduce and implement regulated competition in cross-border movement to improve compliance with road transport legislation, to establish and sustain strategic partnership with stakeholders to enable the agency to achieve its objectives and to proactively provide value-added advisory services to the Minister of Transport and to proactively promote transformation in the cross-border industry and to ensure financial viability and sustainability in the sector and to introduce and implement regulated competition in cross-border movements. This we do at the back of our core values, our shared values, integrity, transparency, reliability, efficiency, effectiveness, and social responsibility. Organizational performance in this financial year that we are reporting under, 18-19, we have achieved 92% of our targets, which is consistent with last year at 92. All the other years had been below at 67. And the other year was 69, so we have maintained our projections, and we hope to improve in this current financial year of 1920. Now, 92.31% of predetermined targets, 12 out of 13 of our financial year were achieved. mainly in the areas of regulatory services, profiling, stakeholder and research and advisory, where all were achieved, save for administration, where we had a target that was not achieved. Out of the two targets, we only managed to achieve only one. So the KPIs developed and implemented a new cross-border management system. This was implemented as per the approved EA roadmap. What we have not achieved is that because we